reason.
You know, I would strongly suggest that you, if you have the opportunity and you're into comedy of some sort, give it a look. If you don't like it, turn it off. Dave Chappelle. But I strongly recommend it because I'm still in the spot where I think, yes, we need more comedians. We need people ripping on the nonsense we see every day. But everybody's so damn scared to say anything. I'm not. I mean, I have certain guidelines because of the nature of the program, being a family program, if you will. I mean, we have limitations on what we can say here, which is at some points disappointing. I'll give you that. Sometimes I say, gosh, I wish I was on satellite, right? All right. So, speaking of disastrous, was I speaking of disastrous? Well, I am now. Let's go down a quick jaunt down memory lane for a guy who wasn't being funny, just being bizarre. Down the memory lane for the Democrat hero Joe Biden. All right. It's bite number 9. Laying out his complaints about the gay community or something like that. This is just 2 years ago as he was on the campaign trail running for president. Another one of the strange mumblings and ramblings of Joe Biden that was ignored and never amplified by the media, completely ignored by Anderson Cooper and CNN during a town hall event of sorts. And just remembering what Joe Biden was like on the campaign trail, here he is.
Remember, Anderson, back 15, 20 years ago, we talked about this in San Francisco. It was all about, well, you know, gay bathhouses. And everybody, it's all about round-the-clock sex. It's all, come on, man.
Huh? All about round-the-clock sex. All right, Joe. Thank you for that. Here's something fun for you, too. That's enough. Just make of that with you. I just throw that out there, and you just kind of go, what? Yeah, that's the guy that was elected president, they tell us. With more votes than anybody in history, they claim. You make of it what you want. I have good news for Republicans. Hillary Clinton is back. To peddle the BS leftist spin that there was an insurrection at the Capitol on January 6th, driven by former President Donald Trump. World's first unarmed insurrection, where the only person killed was shot and killed by a Capitol police officer, never to be charged, of course. The truth continues to trickle out. That's going to go on and on and on. But I have said for a long time, if Republicans ever find themselves in a tight race, in a tough race, in a district they need to win, and they're running behind, get Hillary there on a victory tour. Get Hillary there on a book signing engagement. Get Hillary there for any reason at all and get cameras around her. That is a winning formula for the right. There is no question about it. Put Hillary in play, and good golly, Miss Molly, we got something good going on. Speaking of Hillary, she was on The View. Tough crowd right there. Oh, Hillary. As they walk around and fawn upon her. A little interesting. But Hillary had some odd things to say. Odd things. You're a cultist, by the way. If you support Donald Trump and his policies, you're part of a cult. Racist cult, I'm sure, but here's Hillary. It is bite number 10. Bite 10. Go.
You know, I think we not only came close to a full constitutional crisis, I think we're still in it.
Yeah. Mm.
And that gives me absolutely no satisfaction in saying this, because I think we're at a very dangerous, continuing high-level attack on the legitimacy of our government and the election of our president. And obviously, our former president is not only behind it, he incited it, he encouraged it, and he continues to do so. Yeah. And you have leaders of the Republican Party who have willingly gone along as though they're members of a cult, not a political party, but a cult.
A cult. You are a member of a cult. You are the member of a cult. I've got a letter I'm going to read here from a listener a little bit later. Dennis penned a letter to me that I've been meaning to get to for a couple of days. I'll share with you. If you want to drop me a note ever, it's a great letter, by the way. Would make a great column, actually. If you ever want to send me a note, I encourage you to do so. Go to stevegruber.com. First of all, there's a lot of great articles there. Liberty Page, you should be reading her every day anyway, right? David Kaminer, also fabulous. I should be reading those columns every day, okay? But stevegruber.com is a place that you can go and you can drop me a note. And if you do, it might end up here on the program. But I'm always interested in what you have to say and what's going on and what's happening on your end of the country, wherever you may be, right? I care about all of those things. And so you can drop me a note, stevegruber.com, the place to do that. We can talk about, you know, and sometimes I get hate mail just by saying, hey, I'm vaccinated. And you guys, some of you, send me hate mail about how dumb I am and how I'm not a conservative. Like, really? I made a decision as an adult for myself. Does it turn out to be the right decision, wrong decision? I don't really know at this point. Obviously, vaccine efficacy, very much in doubt. In fact, where did this go? Oh, Vermont. Here's something for you while I'm on that topic. 76% of the September COVID deaths in Vermont fully vaccinated. Despite some of the highest vaccination rates in the country, the six New England states are grappling with effects of the Delta surge and strains in the healthcare system. Case counts in Vermont, which have continually boasted about high vaccination, low hospitalization, and death rates, are the highest right now that they've been during the pandemic. The majority, 76% of the people that died in September in Vermont, fully vaccinated. You tell me. Anyhow, I got vaccinated, thought it was the right thing to do, talking to my doctors, and then I get hate mail and whatever, silly stuff. Here's something that's not silly, and that's supporting your local farmer. PatriotFoods.com, the way to do that, you know full well. PatriotFoods.com, the place to make sure you're buying American-grown produce, getting American meat, deli trays put together by the Amish with meats and cheeses. It's all there at PatriotFoods.com, supporting the American farmer. Not the cheapest, not the easiest thing to do. It is a must for your security and for American security. Support American farmers, please, at PatriotFoods.com. I'll be right back. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.